Good afternoon. My name is Colby Tyler. I'm a senior plant science student at Texas Tech University. I'd like to thank you for coming to these presentations. Today, I'll be talking about an experiment I did on germination success rates in Zinnia grandiflora, Salvia farinaceae, and Berlandiera texana. I was able to conduct this experiment under the mentorship of Russ Plowman and with the support of the Center for Active Learning and Undergraduate Engagement at Texas Tech. So Zinnia grandiflora, known as the prairie salvia, which is pictured here, the Salvia farinaceae, known as mealy blue sage, pictured here, and Berlandiera texana, known as chocolate daisy, is pictured here, are all plants that are native to West Texas. Being that they're native, they're more adapted to the less than nurturing conditions the area has to offer. The goal of this experiment was to find a pre-germination treatment that constantly yielded an 80% success germination or above. 80% is the minimum threshold required by growers for a plant to be considered marketable. Basically, growers don't want to waste their time and effort into an unsuccessful crop. If these plants can become marketable, they could be integrated into home landscapes. Their xeric planting is very beautiful and can attract pollinators. So for seed preparation, they were first harvested. They were dried, sieved, and blown with a universal blower as needed. The zinnia has two types of seeds. They're pictured down here. The ray seed, which is this one, and the disc seed, which is here. They were tested against each other, and 40 sets of 25 seeds were counted out and set aside for treatment. The treatments were chosen based upon previous research, past experimentation, and simulation of natural events that would occur. I'll go into more detail upon those after this slide. After the treatments, the seeds were placed into petri dishes with blotter paper to keep moisture, and the seeds were re-moistened with distilled water 3 times a week when they were also checked for germination. Germinated seeds were recorded and removed from the petri dishes to avoid recounting them. After 4 weeks, the experiment was replicated. Here is a picture of the growth chambers used. And we used an analysis of variance with a significance level of 5%. And due to variability, the experiments were not pooled. So our treatments can be divided into 4 categories plus the control. We have stratifications, soaks and dips, and chemical treatments, and then a combination of any of the above stated. So the control was simply just placed into the petri dishes. The cold moist stratification, the seeds were placed into metal tea infusers, and then moist soil was added and kind of mixed around so that they're evenly distributed and kept in a cooler for 6 weeks. Pictured here are Zinnia grandiflora ray seeds. After a few days in the germination chamber, these went through the cold moist stratification, and you can still see some of the soil on the seeds and on the blotter paper. Then we have our cold water treatments. We have a cold water soak, where the seeds were just soaked in ice water in a refrigerator for 24 hours. And the cold water soak, dry and freeze. This one was actually found by accident by a seed company we work with, Turner Seed. They had soaked their seeds and left them out to dry, and then the cold spell hit, and they actually found out this worked pretty well with the salvia. So to recreate this, we soaked the seeds in the ice water for 24 hours, let them dry for 1 week, and then placed them in a freezer for 5 weeks. Then we have our warm water treatments. The warm water soak, the seeds were simply soaked in room temperature water for 24 hours. Then we have the soak, dry, and soak again. Very similar, they were soaked for 24 hours, dried for 1 week, and then soaked for another 24 hours in room temperature water. And then the hot water soak, where the seeds were soaked in a crock pot on the low setting for 24 hours. Then we have the cold water drip, which is pictured here. We put the seeds in tea infusers again and attached them to faucets that were left on to drip for 24 hours. And then the bleach dip and rinse, the seeds were dipped into a 5% bleach solution and then rinsed with water. And our last two treatments are the potassium nitrate dip. The seeds were dipped into potassium nitrate and then left dry. And then the haze treatment, named for Haze, Kansas. The seeds were dipped in potassium nitrate and placed into a freezer for 5 weeks. The challenges I faced when conducting this experiment had to do with the seeds. The zinnia, pictured here again, the two slender ones, they had to be sorted by hand to separate the ray and disc seeds. And I also had to make sure that all the seeds were filled and would be suitable for the experiment. The disc seeds were the most trouble with that because of their slender size. Then the salvia, they produce a mucilage when they are soaked. So drying them, they would all clump together and you'd have to spread them out, and then they'd all kind of be stuck together. So you had to carefully remove them. And then the size was a bit difficult with the stratification when they were sieved away from the soil. For that reason, extra seeds were added to the stratification so that sorting would be easier. And then for the Berlandiera, the seeds were attached to wings, as pictured here, so they had to be separated by hand. As stated earlier, we ran an analysis of variance for the seeds. The experiment showed that there was a significant difference in the control versus the treatments, but unfortunately, none of the zinnias reached the 80% level required. Then we did find that the ray seeds did greatly outperform the disc. Here we have a mean separation. The letters A is the least successful, and then E would be the most successful here. Our controls are over here, A and B. It's found that the most successful treatment we had was the cold water drip. And then it can be noted that in experiment two, the orange bar, there is no orange bar here because the seeds did not germinate for experiment two for the hot water soak. This is probably due to the crock pot possibly getting too hot. This is the ray seeds. This treatment, it yielded almost 70% success for our best. And then we can come to the disc seeds, and our highest treatment here was only 40%. That was the cold soak dry freeze. So there was a significant difference between the ray and disc seeds. Then moving on to the salvia, there was also a significant difference in the treatments versus the control. But again, it did not yield the 80% success rate we were hoping for. For the chart here, all of the treatments did improve upon the control. The most successful was the cold water drip, followed by the cold moist stratification and the room temperature soak. These yielded about 60% germination. And then the Berlandiera, there was a significant difference in treatment compared to the control, but it did not reach the 80% requirement for germination. We have our control over here. Most of them did have a significant difference, except for the bleach, dip, and rinse in the second experiment. Our most successful was the cold moist stratification and the cold water soak. So while the 80% threshold was not reached for the Salvia farinaceae, Zinnia grandiflora, or the Berlandiera texana, the door is open for future work. Some of the treatments provide enhanced germination, even though the 80% minimum marketability was not reached. We can build upon this. We've learned what things that do work well, but not enough. The germination chambers were all dark, so we think the addition of light could provide a significant difference. Other treatments like liquid smoke and different combinations could be used. Before opening up for questions, I would like to thank the Department of Plant and Soil Science at Texas Tech University, specifically Russell Plowman and Cynthia McKenney and Darry McKelvey, the CalU Scholars Program, and Turner Seed Company of Breckenridge, Texas. I'll answer any questions at this time.